Okay. From an injury standpoint, Mark Barron was limited today. Connor Barwin was full. John Sullivan and Andrew Whitworth were both limited with just their veteran days. Matt Longacre did not participate with his back. And then Troy Hill did not participate with an illness.
So in talking with Coach Fossil, can you kind of take us through why you guys decided on Thicken, a guy who has no experience kicking?
Yeah, you know, I think really we brought in a handful of guys for a workout. Coach Bones felt really strongly about the way that his workout went and just kind of going back to his career in college and some of the things that he had done. And we definitely trust, you know, we made an organizational decision. That was what we felt was best. And we got a lot of confidence moving forward and expect good things from him.
What kind of exchange have you had with him, if any, in terms of offering him, I don't know, positive feedback or encouragement? I mean,
yeah, just glad to have him here and looking forward to working with him. You know, it wasn't other than that, it hasn't really been much of a chance to have too much interaction. It was good because he and Johnny got a chance, even in the workout where Johnny was holding and doing some different things like that, to try to immediately get a little bit of a rapport. And that'll be an ongoing process throughout the course of the week. And then we'll determine kind of how that affects the way that we approach some of the decision making on game day. But he's excited about the opportunity. Good opportunity for him to come in today with pretty good conditions. Not really. About 45 mile an hour winds. So it was a good start to get him out there and get going. And sounds like everything went well with Greg. You know, we're certainly going to miss Greg, what he's meant to our football team. Had a good surgery, came out. Everything sounded like it went well today. And looking forward to him making a speedy recovery and getting back with us. Yeah, you know, really a lot of that, you know, I have such confidence in Bones, and really he relies on Greg and how much he needs. You know, when you've got those veteran guys that have done it for a while, you trust that they've gotten their work, they know how to prepare, and based on, you know, their feedback, we kind of do as much as what Greg kind of feels based on, you know, you maybe sometimes kick twice a week if he feels like he only needs to go that one time and maybe get a few on a Friday. But that's kind of been his rhythm and routine, and we've pretty much deferred to Greg throughout the season. But this week I know Bones will be intentional about getting a couple more reps than we would have otherwise, and that's going to be important for us.
You mentioned a minute ago about decision making, that sort of thing. Does that, Jared had always talked about, you know, once he gets beyond the 35, he knows he has points. Does that, do you anticipate that could change a little bit just in terms of how you approach things?
Just a little bit. Yes. I think just because of the range that Greg has, you know, you got confidence in us, in our ability to be able to make kicks, but I think the range that Greg has, when you just look at the distance that he can consistently hit it from, that'll change a little bit. But in terms of, are we going to be going for it on fourth downs and things like that, that won't change. I think just the distance at which you would punt as opposed to maybe attempt a field goal, because of the range that Greg has, that'd be really the only thing that'll be altered with our approach just right now.
I know that you got your hands full with your 53-man roster, but how much do you keep an eye on practice squad players and their whole role in the whole scheme of things? What you guys are doing?
Yeah, well, the guys that are currently with us, you're certainly always mindful of watching those guys and seeing what they're doing. And really, you know, we've been so fortunate with the injuries, but oftentimes those guys end up being people that are exposed to your systems and get an opportunity to be brought up later on in the week and might have to perform, you know, on the 46 active roster. So that's something that we're really in tune with. I think Les and his staff do a great job of kind of having a pulse around the league based on injuries and, you know, whatever occurs in a game. And then do we feel like we want to elevate somebody, or do we want to go outside the building to maybe fill the void, depending upon what that person's role is, whether it's special teams, defense, offense. So there's a handful of different directions that we can go, Vinny, but you're always mindful of the guys that are in your building and how they could potentially be a part of that active game day roster before you know it. Yeah, I think it's going to be predicated on how we feel like Sam's going to be able to kick. You know, if we can get some touchbacks and we feel like that's the approach. I mean, you look at it, I think it shows the ability for John Fossil to be able to adjust. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is he's been healthy throughout the whole year, but it's been something that's kind of been almost dormant, that back issue. That thing flares up on him the morning of the Seattle game, and we thought he might not be able to go. So it was a gutsy performance for Greg. So that's an example there where you see some of those shorter kickoffs. We altered the approach a little bit. Guys did a great job covering and keeping them pinned in there deep for the most part of the day. And if we feel like that's the best approach, then that's something that we'll do. But that's going to be determined as the week progresses. Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think you've got to be able to, you know, kind of be self-reflective and look at yourself critically. And that's all of us being accountable to each other. And, you know, specifically when you look at the Seattle game where a lot of things did go our way, you'd probably say if you'd do it over again, and not because it didn't work out, but the fourth down and one when you're up 13-0, they had done a good job playing more some zone principles in some of those short yardage situations where that bootleg really probably wasn't the best decision right there, and you kind of know it, but you end up calling it anyway. So that's where you can't be afraid to say that wasn't a good call, even if it didn't work out because of the preparation going into the week. But as long as you kind of are able to have that self-scout, you know, and we talk about our coaches keeping each other accountable, but the players can as well. You know, we've got a lot of great guys that in a respectful manner aren't afraid to, you know, ask questions that maybe, you know, start those conversations to where you say, you know what, you're right, this is a better way to do it, or that maybe wasn't the best decision from a coaching standpoint that I made. And that's kind of how we try to keep each other accountable and look at the decisions we're making and try to learn from the mistakes.
Sean, is it safe to say that this is, given the nature of kicking, that this is kind of a week-to-week situation for you guys going forward in terms of assessing how he does this week and reevaluating?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the approach that we have right now is he's going to do a good job for us, and that, and we take it one day at a time. I think any time that you have to make a quick decision like that based on a situation you didn't necessarily expect to occur, you've got to react in a way that you feel like is the best decision. You know, certainly it's not ideal to have your Pro Bowl kicker not be with you as you're trying to go win an 11th game, which means you win a division championship. So this is a big loss for us, but those are the opportunities for other guys to step up. And, you know, there's even more of an importance on our offense to do a good job of, you know, we always talk about it anyways, but, you know, sustaining drives and trying to finish those red zone drives specifically with touchdowns. And these guys are excellent down there. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.